Brad's Playhouse, Y94, the number one hit music station. So often we'll do a second date update, and it's just, you know, it's kind of one and done. We thought we'd do something kind of rare, unusual, special today. We're calling it Double Date Thursday, where we just did a second date update. If you missed it, you can hear Drake trying to pretend to be a little bit younger to get young women on dating apps in the podcast later at Y94.com. But now for our second date update, part two on a Double Date Thursday.
Love, depressing and mean. It can break your heart or rupture your spleen. Yeah, love sucks. Horrible hookups you'll now relive. Yeah, love sucks. Lucky for you, that's a positive.
This morning, with a head and a heart full of question marks, is Playhouse family member Eric. Eric, tell us about who you met, how you met, what you did, if you think there's any red flags, who this person is, all that stuff.
Well, man, I went out with Scarlett, and I got to tell you, she is gorgeous. She is like a model. She could model yoga, Ford, Tom Ford, anything. She's beautiful, man.
All right, so we're talking a dime piece. Where'd you meet her?
You know, we met on the maps, man. Just trying to meet girls on social media these days, trying to talk on the maps. I'll tell you, man, when we started talking to each other, our connection was instant. You know, we both like skiing, and we had photos of ourselves on the slopes in our profiles. And so once we started talking to each other, I started telling her about how I want to go to Sun Valley. I want to go Telluride. I take her to Telluride. I just was excited, man.
Hey, I've been to Telluride. That's a good place. So, like, what do you think's happening? Obviously, you guys connected. What's the situation now?
Well, look, you know, when we went on a date, I thought about keeping it casual. So, yeah, we went out to lunch, and then we went on a walk and got ice cream, you know, classic. And she's kind of out of my league, if you ask me, because she is just so good looking. Like, she's a 10, I'm like a 9, but she is just a dime. And so we talked about skiing, and, you know, I thought it was going great, but I don't know, man, she hasn't called me back afterwards, and I don't know what's going on, because I thought she's the one, because she is just, woo, incredible.
Well, I got to tell you something, and you didn't seem to notice, but I'm excited about it. So I did something a little bit different with Second Date Update today, Eric. Are you okay with this? Are you okay with a surprise?
So what's going on?
So usually when we do Second Date Update, you know, we talk to the person and then we're like, okay, give us a couple of songs. We'll get the person on the radio and then we have to have the whole conversation again. And that's okay. But since we kind of did our little pre-interview the other day and we got her phone number off you, I thought, you know what? It sounds like he really likes Scarlett. How nice would it be for Scarlett to get to hear his initial professing of affection for her? So we kind of did Second Date Update backwards. We've actually already had a bit of a conversation with Scarlett. We didn't get all the nitty-gritty, but we wanted to hear what she had to say. Scarlett, you can unveil yourself now. Appreciate you being on today. Scarlett, you still there?
That's so sweet. Hi, it's me. Hi Eric.
Oh, hey. Hi, it's me. It's Scarlett. Hey. It's me.
All over the place. That was completely Scarlett, unfiltered, how Eric's feeling about you. Do you mind telling us your take on the date and whether or not you're interested?
Well, I'm definitely not a 10. That's very sweet. Thank you for saying that. No. But, yeah, it was surprising to get the phone calls. And I just didn't feel like I honestly didn't feel like we had that much of a connection. I'm sorry. But you just got to know. Like, you probably are a 9. Like, you're good looking, you're tall, cute, the whole everything, but like you are so jittery, you couldn't focus on my eyes for like a minute. Like, you kept on, I was wearing an outfit, I thought it was appropriate for a first date, but you kept on looking at my boobs. It was weird. Like, once is fine, every dude does it, whatever, I'm cool with that, but you made me feel like I had to put on a turtleneck to like focus. And, like, you just kept on, like, moving around. And every time, like, I picked up the menu or the waitress came by, you'd look at her boobs. Or, like, I picked up my menu, you'd look at my boobs and my legs, like, staring, like, just at my legs. Like, I couldn't. It was weird. Like, I felt like I had to just watch the menu to disengage. Like, we looked, it wasn't just me, though. We went to the ice cream shop, and the cute little 18-year-old girl, I tried to talk to you about Telluride. You didn't even, you blew me off. Like, you didn't even, you looked at the ice cream girl's boobs. Like, anything with boobs, you were like lasers. Like, it was too much.
Really? Is this, so Eric, what is this an actual thing? Like, were you staring or are you just like awkward like that? And like, just because Scarlett's like so beautiful, but obviously it's not just Scarlett. It's like everybody apparently.
I mean, you know, look, I got eyes and women got bodies. Is it so wrong to enjoy the female body?
Oh gosh.
Yeah, look, like, no. Eric, but okay, we talked about skiing and like other stuff. And we were there. Do you remember what I was wearing?
Yeah, of course. You were it was revealing.
It was revealing.
It was brown with a little bow tie around the midsection.
All right, great. Now what color are my eyes?
They're also brown. That's right.
And my eyes are blue. Okay, they're light, light blue. All right, so...
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Focus. You stare at things like a horny teenager, and, like, we're just eye candy. It's gross.
I mean, you know, eye candy's good to look at. I don't know what the problem is, you know?
It's not going to work out for you.
You had kind of the benefit, and we, like I said, we don't usually do it this way, Scarlett. You had the benefit of getting to hear what he had to say about you when he didn't know you were around. And he did talk very highly of you. Now, granted, it might be for very stereotypical horny dude reasons. But that being said, obviously, he really, really liked you. If we were to pay for the date, would you have any interest in giving him another shot to look at your eyes?
Just, like, take it as a learning lesson. Now you know. Don't do it again. I'm not going out with him again. Sorry.
Aww.
Too weird. Sorry. No.
You're breaking my heart.
You're breaking my
You'll be
I've never felt so bad for someone that comes off so creepy.
Exactly. I mean, you know what? Here's the deal, Eric. I guess you had eyes for the waitress and the other person at the ice cream place. So, I mean, maybe you can go shoot your shot there.
I guess, you know, but... I guess I gotta look at other places, if you know what I mean.
Keep eye contact. My eyes are up here, sir.
If you say so. All I wanted to do is just look at her all day.
You'll be fine. There will be other matches. I'm glad we talked in a way I feel like I'm benefiting the universe that you know these things now. I hope you become just a better dude, all right? It'll work out.
Well, Scarlett, you seem like a nice one. We appreciate you being on the show today, and... Eric, other than staring at people's body parts thing, you seem pretty nice, too. So we'll go ahead and let you go and just maybe get a good educational moment today.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Immediate response, people feeling for Amber, not really.
Someone said he was nervous and boobs were calming him down.
favorite text.
Is it weird? I kind of feel bad for this guy, but a lot of people are saying he sounds creepy and you really can't pull it together on the date. You probably could have seen everything later. Why'd you have to be weird right from the beginning?
I think that's the whole thing. Like it could have happened, but maybe I mean, Eric has a little bit of that butter voice. He's got some swagger to him a little bit. You know what I mean? So I don't know what he looks like. I only know what his face or his voice sounds like. And I can just imagine what this dude is like, how he's sitting across from Scarlett.
Seems like a real cool dude.
I mean, you know,
he'll be okay.
He's got bodies. He's trying to catch bodies.
Okay. Here's what's coming up next.